Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Van Camp moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Van Camp moves to third. Rein moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Van Camp scores. Rein scores. Webb moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webb scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schulte moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive towards center. Oliver catches it and throws to second to double up Schulte. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Van Kamp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pickering scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Storti moves to second. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti juggles the ball. That's an error on Storti. Rein moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rein moves to third. Miller moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sweeney hits a line drive towards third. Storti catches it and steps on third to double up Rein. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Melillo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. One out. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shult hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Melillo reaches third base with a triple. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McFadden hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Levy. The throw from Barry and he is out, Ryan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Van Camp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver, who is chasing the ball. Schult reaches third base with a triple. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sweeney hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McFadden hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Van Camp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Levy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Schultz bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Levy moves to third. Collins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to home to get Levy. Collins moves to third. Schultz moves to second. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Collins scores. Schultz moves to third. Melillo moves to second. It's Red Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to home to get Schultz. Melillo moves to third. Goslin moves to second. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rhine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Rhine moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gosselin throws the ball into Melillo, who tags Oliver, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rhine scores. Webb moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with McFadden covering, for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Jim Levy. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely pinch runs for Tom Jenkins. Benny Bengo pinch hits for Rip Collins. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Kress now playing shortstop. Earl McNeely now playing right field. Garland Braxton now pitching. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 3 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry strikes out. There goes Pickering. The throw from Farrell to second, and Pickering is out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McFadden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.